You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Why is it so difficult to beat those idiots? Finally! I mean, I don't even care how difficult it was. Just beat the Braves. Who would have thought that that would be the case? Julio Teheran getting the Mets behind the eight ball from jump, but yet they come back and they do it with the bats. Brandon Nimmo will be the key to the Mets season. We talked about it with being Starling Marte. Some people thought that that might be the key. Lindor, Alonso, Alvarez, those guys will hit. If Nimmo can perform at the offensive level that you've seen the last couple of days, then the offense could get to another level. It all depends on how Brandon Nimmo is going to be. Can he be that all-star type that maybe we thought he was going to be at some point? Or is he going to be banged up and underperforming? I'll tell you, though, when he is on, geez, he looks on, squaring things up, hitting bombs in Atlanta. And that was a sweet one. Oh, stick it, Atlanta. I don't care how many playoffs you make or how many divisions you get. It is as sweet as can be to win a ball game in that hellhole down there in Atlanta. So, I mean, that is just as – this is why, even in seasons where there is no real hope going in with the expectations lowered, even with the team starting 0-5, this is why we love sports, because anything could happen. And instead of using your brain and being like, yeah, well, logically, we can't beat the Braves, I've seen more talented – more hyped, higher expectation Met teams go into Atlanta and get themselves embarrassed. And this is a team playing loose, nothing to play for, starting a guy off the scrap heap in Julio Teheran, a no-name DH that everybody wants out of here, Brandon Nimmo struggling, Lindor, Alonso look lost, McNeil, whatever. And yeah, the bullpen, they can't even use the bullpen. What is Carlos Mendoza doing? Well, not having Edwin Diaz available in this Braves series. I mean, come on. I don't know how you manage your bullpen there. You can't be in a spot where you got to go to Jorge Lopez here. I mean, the Mets are putting things together in the last few days with the bullpen. Come on, dude. It's the first week of the season. You got guys already gassed. You're going to the well. Mendoza's got to learn here. You can't be putting this. I don't want to hear the excuses of a guy getting suspended, guys not performing. I don't want to hear it. You've got the map. You've got the schedule. Plan ahead. You can't be doing this where you have Edwin Diaz unavailable the first series of the year in Atlanta. Like, come on. It's just unacceptable. So Mendoza's got a long way to go as far as being a manager and managing this bullpen the right way. But this is a sweet win because they did it with Julio Teheran. First of all, you do it against Atlanta, which anytime you beat those guys, it's sweet. You do it down there, it's even sweeter because we know it doesn't happen. But they do it with Julio Teheran on the mound, no Edwin Diaz, and they get the comeback wins. How many times have we seen this Mets team, not this Mets team, but the Mets team, be absolutely lifeless in years past? They get down 4-0, and that's it. Go to bed. Game over. That's all she wrote. But the big home run by Nimmo tying it twice. Nimmo going deep. DJ Stewart with a bomb of a home run himself. Hopefully he gets going. So the house of horrors, the comeback ability, and then playing some long ball, doing it with the offense, hanging on for dear life with the bullpen, that is an impressive win for the Mets. And we talked about it today, earlier today, as you listen to this. We're recording this Monday night right after the game, obviously. But we talked about it going into the series, how important the series was for the Mets. It's a swing series. meaning it's obviously not a must win, but if they want to be taken seriously, a team that can compete and contend for a wild card spot, these are the types of games you have to win. And they got the first one in Atlanta. Now, if you could figure out a way to get at least one of the next three, you're in a good spot. I know the record's still going to be under 500, but the fact that they didn't get dead and buried after their 0-5 start, then going on the road to Cincinnati and Atlanta, that's a huge thing. So this is a huge, huge win for the Mets. It easily could have gone off the rails. They could have got blown out in this game like we all expected to happen. I thought for sure that Ozuna ball that he hit was gone. I thought for sure Drew Smith was going to implode. I didn't think any way or shape or form the Mets would come back offensively, especially with DJ Stewart with the big two-run homer. So I didn't think the Mets had it in them, and they proved me wrong, at least for a night. And they've shown you some fight now. One thing that I talk about in all sports with all teams, it doesn't matter, is how you handle or how they handle adversity. We've seen it with the Rangers this year where Shesterkin, even though the Rangers were winning early on, major adversity because Shesterkin was at a low. Well, what happened? He came out of it, and now they're better off for it because they dealt with the, you know, they had some success. Shesterkin wasn't good. They dealt with the adversity. They come out of it okay the other end. The Mets are getting tested with real adversity right out of the gate. 0-5, the boos raining down, the pressure is on, nobody's showing up. Lindor can't buy one, for goodness sake. Pete's scuffling a little bit. You know, Kodai Senga out, bullpen overuse, whatever you want to say. Mets have had it up against them so far. They're dealing with adversity. And if they can come out the other end of it this early on, then maybe this team could right the ship and become a playoff team at some point. Way too early to get caught up in all that future stuff. But this is a, I don't want to say a gut check win. This is a big win now. A team that I, for one, left for dead and said they wouldn't see 500 again. And I'm not so sure that they still will. But at least for a night, this is why we love sports. This is why, even in a year with the lowest expectations, you should get into your team and have hope, even if it's blind faith. Even if it's absurd to think logically, how can I hope that this team's going to be good? You do it because you get great wins like that. Man, I didn't think it was going to happen, but that was fun to see.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
And of course, it follows up a Yankee win in which they went out there ho-hum, Anthony Volpe looking like not only, you know, a top shortstop, not only tremendous in his second year, he looks like he's the best player on the team. He looks like he's the best player in the sport right now. Anthony Volpe is on fire. That's how good he has been. A big three-run homer, a bomb to left field, and then Soto following it up with a moonshot of his own, his first home run at Yankee Stadium in a right field bleachers to see that, or, you know, a bomb shot into the porch at right field. But Soto and Volpe, ho-hum win against the Marlins, who stink, but the Yankees do what they need to do, bury them, and finally get some length from Nestor Cortez, going 8 innings, scoreless baseball, so maybe riding the ship in certain regards. I know it's the Marlins, but still, it's a good one for the Yanks. They're off to a hot start. But how about that freaking Mets comeback win against Atlanta? I'll tell you know, the Mets haven't won a World Series since 86. I know the Braves won all those divisions. It just makes it that much sweeter beating the Atlanta Braves and seeing all those fans on Hank Aaron night, no less. The anniversary of Hank Aaron, 7/15. The Mets honored him by playing long ball all night. The Braves didn't. Oh, man, that is a sweet victory. Hey, they don't come too often. You got to take them and enjoy them when you get them. And that was an enjoyable one. I mean, they aggravate the hell out of you, and they make you hold on for dear life in the end, thinking they're going to blow it 15 million times. But in the end, they got the win. And you hope that it is one of those wins that you look back and say, you know what? It gives them some confidence. And that goes a long way. Winning without Lindor doing anything, without Pete doing much, no J.D. Martinez. Maybe that's without Edwin Diaz, maybe that's a type of win that can turn things around even this early on in this Mets season. And who knows? I mean, I expect them to lose to Atlanta every time they play them just because it feels illogical to expect them to beat this team. But when you hit like they did, then anything is possible. And that's what this season is going to have to be about. The Mets don't have the pitching. Although the pitching numbers have been good, they still don't have the pitching to shut down opponents. There's not going to be a team that's going to win 2-1, 3-1 on most nights. They're going to have to hit. And it is refreshing to see the offense, in particular Brandon Nimmo, clobbering the baseball at least for a night. That was fun, wasn't it? Maybe we'll do it again tomorrow. Hey, how about this? We got ourselves a little baseball season. Mets were able to get back in a conversation and at least have some semblance of a season. Yankees, we know what they're doing. One of the best records in baseball after that hot start. And you expect them not, you know, they're not going anywhere. Volpe looking like a stud. Soto looking tremendous. Judge will get going eventually. So they're fine. And then maybe the Mets can surprise some people here, like they were saying. I'm impressed. And I don't want to get too carried away, obviously. I still don't think they're very good. But I'm impressed with their resiliency. After the rough start, they should have really gotten swept by Detroit and finished the homestand 0-6. They didn't. They followed it up. Didn't play clean baseball. Were a little sloppy. But still won 2 out of 3 in Cincinnati. And now to get a win and shock the Braves. And I don't care how good the Braves are compared to the Mets. They don't like losing to the Mets. And the Mets take great satisfaction in beating them. And obviously we do too. You know, as fans or whatever, media members, whatever you want to say, it is fun to beat them. That's a nice win for the Mets. Maybe it can get guys going. Maybe tomorrow night Lindor carries them or Pete carries them. But this is a good series, a good start to an early important series against the Braves to give the Mets confidence and to help them get through the early adversity that they've been facing. All right, that does it for us. Man, that was a fun one coming on live after that game, watching it here in the SNY newsroom. About to go on in a little bit after the post-game show. But, man, what a wild one. They're always wild in Atlanta. Finally, the Mets come out on top. I hate that damn ballpark and that damn team. That does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. We'll be back again with another one tomorrow. Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And email us, WFANDaily@gmail.com. We will answer your comments and questions on an upcoming mailbag episode. We'll do one, I think, this week. So keep those questions and comments coming, and we'll get to them. All right. We'll see you later.